This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Leaders from tribes across the country joined members of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe Wednesday to march and rally in Washington, D.C. The Massachusetts tribe is urging U.S. lawmakers to pass legislation for its reservation. The Interior Department in September issued a decision that it could not hold land into trust for the tribe, reversing a 2015 designation. The bill reaffirms the land status. Videos posted on social media by Native organizations and tribal leaders shared the march from the National Museum of the American Indian to Capitol Grounds, where a drum group offered a song. Tribal leaders spoke about unity and standing together for land rights. President Fawn Sharp of the Quinault Indian Nation.
I stand here in honor of the tribes that are directly impacted by this now. That includes all of us. Whether you think you're directly or indirectly, we are all directly impacted by this decision, and we all need to stand together because that is where our strength lies.
Some U.S. lawmakers also spoke in support of the bill, including its sponsor, Congressman Bill Kading. Tribal leaders and their allies say they'll continue to pressure the Trump administration and Congress to protect tribal rights. Also in Washington Wednesday, senators on the Committee on Indian Affairs passed legislation addressing missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Savannah's Act requires the Department of Justice to develop guidelines for cases relating to missing and murdered Native Americans. It's named after Savannah LaFontaine Graywind from North Dakota, who went missing in August 2017. The 22-year-old was pregnant at the time she disappeared. Her body was found 8 days later near Fargo in a river. She was murdered by a couple in an attempt to steal her child. The child survived and is with the father. Senators say the bill is to help other cases like Savannah's by improving the response by law enforcement and other agencies and access to data. North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp sponsored the bill.
The crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women is too often unknown outside of Indian country and too often forgotten. I've been working to change that because the people inside Indian country understand this epidemic, levels of violence against Native American women, and we cannot continue to ignore it. And so in October, I introduced this legislation, hopefully, which will be a good first step, not the end product that we need, but definitely an effort to bring awareness and an effort to get down to some data collection that we think will make a huge difference and also provide that immediate response to women who have gone missing.
Heitkamp, who lost her Senate seat in the midterm election, will not see the implementation of the bill. She urged her colleagues not to let the issue slide. The advancement of the bill came on the same day as a new report was released by an urban Indian group on the epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous women in U.S. cities. The bill now goes to the full Senate for consideration. Navajo voters who were impacted by ballot shortages on Election Day will be allowed extra days to vote. The Farmington Daily Times reports the tribe's election board authorized the extra days. Voters can inquire about casting a ballot now through November 21st. Confusion over a ballot initiative is one of the reasons the election administration has given for the shortage, which resulted in the reissuing of ballots at some polling places. The election board has dismissed the election administration director, saying the office needs new direction. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
From northern Minnesota, Red Lake Nation Foods is pleased to support this show and share the bounty of the harvests, wild rice products, and wild fruit jams, jellies, and syrups produced by American Indians and available at redlakenationfoods.com. Support by BNSF Railway Company. BNSF honors the commitment of armed forces members and is a top employer for U.S. military veterans, hiring over 9,000 veterans since 2005. More at jobs.bnsf.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.